Welcome to the Massage Life Podcast. I'm Jordan Pearson. I'm a chartered professional accountant, and I'm here with Melissa Pearson, who's a registered massage therapist, my wonderful wife, and today we're talking about cancer.
Heavy topic.
It's a heavy topic. That's why I tried to make the opening quite somber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, the roof of my mouth has been completely destroyed because we had pizza last night at 12:30.
No, I don't think it was 12:30, was it?
It was really late.
I think it was 11:30.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah, we were being spontaneous.
I was being spontaneous. I had a free pizza through the Domino's app, so I was like, it's midnight, I'm going to get a pizza. It was the worst decision ever, because now I don't have a mouth. I don't have skin.
Well,
but I'm excited about this. You put a lot of work into this, I think.
Well,
you wrote a course.
In the past, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. I would spend hours down this rabbit hole of information. I'd have to suck myself out of it. It's very interesting, a lot of the research that's been done. And oh, my goodness, there's just so much information, right?
Right. So, I remember that time. Well, that was the first course that you put together.
Yeah.
And so you're not only learning a lot about cancer and massage, but you're also just learning about what it's like to create an online course, which is a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember originally we wanted to make it just a slide deck that I would do a voiceover, you know, kind of read my slides. And then we thought, that's too boring. We need to.
I was the one that shot that down.
You did. I had it actually all put together, the entire thing.
And then I was like, this is dumb.
And I remember being so depressed because I had to go back in and redo everything, basically.
I was more tactful than that,
you,
I'm sure.
You were kind.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have it more a talking head where you can see me. We still have slides come up as far as, you know, words. Usually I think it's still me with the words on the side. But yeah, made it a little bit more interesting and a lot of videos and things that come up, images, and made it more interesting. But
yeah, it's a fantastic course.
It is one of our most popular courses for sure. I think because it's actually a pretty condensed short course. I think it's an hour and a half. It's $30. And it's just kind of the highlights, like the most important things you need to know about treating someone who has cancer. And so, it's a good one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I thought we could just chat a little bit about cancer and massage. I know there's a lot of myths floating around. And so I thought we could chat about that and just some high level, you know, contraindications. So people are aware of things off the bat.
I know we'll get into the myths, but I always hear that myths floating around. Is that actually a thing? Like the myths, do people actually believe these things?
Well, a lot of the things that are believed about cancer massage are, it's just outdated, right? So I guess it depends when the person went to massage school. So if they've been practicing for quite a while, when they went to school, it probably was, some of these things were probably taught. So I guess it depends when they went to school. It could depend on what school they went to. Every school teaches things differently.
Right.
But yeah, they still do float around. And maybe less amongst massage therapists, more amongst the general public.
Okay.
I don't know, but it definitely is floating around. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you'll get into it. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and look pretty.
Okay.
Which is really hard for me to do.
No.
I'm a monster.
Well, you don't have a mouth, so there's that. But I'm going to have to get you, like, feed you smoothies or something instead.
Yeah, can you actually do that?
Nah.
No.
You can make yourself a smoothie.
Things are getting weird.
Okay, back to where we're going. So the first question is, can you even massage someone with cancer? So the biggest myth is that if someone has cancer, you cannot treat them at all. You need to dismiss them from your practice. That you cannot
get the hints.
That you can't treat them at all.
Right, like they have the plague.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, in the past, it was a common theory that massage could spread cancer cells. And that's why it was completely contraindicated, that you cannot treat that person because you're going to spread their cancer and
murder them.
Basically. And so that was the main reason why. And that has now largely been debunked. So I think the theory originally came from thinking that if cancer cells travel through blood and lymph and massage techniques assist in the movement of blood and lymph, well, then we could be spreading that cancer, right? It's like, well, we're moving it. So it must be just these little cells flowing through the bloodstream and now I'm going to land over here.
Right.
But scientists have been learning a lot about how cancer metastasizes, and it's not through manual methods. So just simply by pressing on the tissue, that's not going to cause it to spread. So, I mean, if that were true, then doctors would certainly tell cancer patients not to exercise. That's going to increase your blood flow like a ton. So they would say, don't do anything that's going to increase any movement of blood or lymph.
Just don't move.
I mean, but even if you don't move, your blood and lymph are still moving, right? And so,
right.
It doesn't even make logical sense. So we don't need to worry about spreading cancer. One thing still we don't do with if someone has a tumor, we're still not going to apply pressure over a tumor anyways. It's going to be uncomfortable for the client, and there's just no reason to be pressing over it. So it's still an area that we avoid. But yeah, so just because massage doesn't spread cancer doesn't mean that massage is always indicated for someone that has cancer. There may be other reasons other than that, that we may not be able to treat them that day.
Right.
So there's often like many precautions. In this course, there's a whole laundry list of things that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, we're not going to go over all of those in this podcast.
No, I mean, if you want to know all those precautions, then definitely take the course. That's going to give you more information. The other few things that the course goes over are just some of the possible treatments for cancer. There's a lot. And then also it talks about staging. You know, people often say, oh, I have stage 3 cancer. It's like, what is that?
Right. What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
So it goes over some things like that. But yeah, the biggest part of the course is about precautions and contraindications. But yeah, I'll go over just a couple. The two I was thinking we could talk about are chemotherapy and radiation. Those are obviously common treatments for people undergoing cancer. And so with chemo, the main things you want to avoid are deep pressure. So their red and white blood cells are decreased. So bruising can occur really easily. So you're not going to want to go reaming into these people.
Right.
Also, they have areas of skin sensitivity. So chemo can cause a lot of dryness and skin issues. So you're just going to be careful to not do deep pressure over that area. And then also just to be cautious if it's too sensitive to not work on that area at all. Mm-hmm. And then also you should be aware of if you're going to be doing any TMJ massage. So often chemotherapy can give people mouth sores. And so you may need to avoid working in and around the mouth. And even just the face cradle might provide too much pressure on their face. So you might need to do sideline or supine. And then another thing is when people are undergoing chemotherapy, one of the common side effects is nausea.
Right.
So I remember that my mom had cancer when I was young and she was very nauseous. Like it was not good. That's a very common thing. So you need to be really careful with things that could make them feel more nauseous. So one of the things is certain scents. So you're going to want to have probably a scent-free area. Certain smells can sometimes really trigger people. Even this is kind of random, but you need to be careful with, we do sometimes like rocking movements with massage or shaking movements. So imagine you're like, if you've been on a roller coaster and you're just like, then someone comes around and like jostles you, like not good.
I'm trying to imagine what that it looks like. As like, I don't
rocking?
Know. Rocking?
Or jostling?
Just like, you use the word shake. Just imagine like a massage therapist just like shaking
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it actually feels great. So often.
Could ask for it that does. Next time. Can you shake me like a baby?
Can you shake me like a dog? Yeah. Often massage therapists will start the treatment that way.
Okay.
Have you ever had that? Where? I
probably,
do that.
Probably. Yeah, I usually just lay on the table and then just forget about life.
Just zone out completely. You're like, where'd that hour go?
Yeah.
So sometimes we start the massage that way just to help you relax into the table.
Okay.
But there's other type of shaking movements massage therapists can do. It's a thing.
I said shaking baby. Don't shake your baby. That would not be
good. You said shaking baby?
I think so.
Anyway.
I'll try. I should take this more seriously.
It's okay. Comedic relief is good. When my mom had cancer, often she found things to laugh about. And sometimes it was like, it's okay to laugh about that.
Is that why your mom loves me so much? Because I just make her laugh all the time.
Probably.
So, going back to what you said about mouth sores.
Okay.
I know what it feels like because right now my mouth is very sore.
Oh, yes. You can relate.
I basically have cancer right now.
you're going to get canceled from this episode, Jordan.
Yeah. You know what? I'm surprised I haven't yet. You know how when you're on Facebook, memories will pop up? Like, oh, 10 years ago this happened. Yeah, don't look at my historical.
Can you look at someone else's historical things? Like what they posted like 10 years ago? No, you can't.
Public. But I've like...
No, I guess if you scroll back enough in someone's feed.
Well, and I don't want people to think that I've like done or said anything that's like totally egregious. Because I'm not the type of person that goes out and like deliberately tries to hurt other people.
Right.
But man, it was a different time 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
The things we post, I was like, what? Nobody cares. What, Melissa, why do you post that?
Right. And even I, like, I look at some of the stuff that I posted 10 years ago and it's like, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I know.
Right? But it was just like, it wasn't offensive back then. Or maybe it was.
It probably was. I think.
Anyways, don't judge me.
They are. They're already judging you.
Yeah, okay. We're all guilty of something.
Anyway.
This is getting weird.
Back to chemo.
Keep going. Talk about cancer.
Okay, so when you're undergoing chemotherapy, also you can be more sensitive to cold. And so just making sure that you have extra blankets, things like that. Make sure that the treatment room is at a comfortable temperature for them. And then there's also a lot of thoughts around if they're undergoing chemotherapy treatments, can those drugs spread to the massage therapist? So I've heard these things. Don't touch someone undergoing chemo because the drugs are going to spread to you. Chemo drugs are like super crazy intense. You don't want to be drugged with those drugs unless you have cancer. And so people say, oh, don't touch them for like a week after they've had their chemo. So I did a lot of reading on that. When is it safe to touch the person? Is it even true at all that like, oh, it's going to leach out of their skin? Like what's the deal with that, right? So I did a lot of research on that. So here's the deal with that one. So you should wait at least 48 hours after a chemotherapy treatment to give a massage, as it might further exhaust them. So like getting chemo, they're just going to be wiped. Getting a massage, yeah, it's relaxing, but it also can like drain their system a lot, right? It can still be too much for them. So wait 48 hours for that reason. And then also it takes anywhere between 24 hours to 48 hours for the body to break down and get rid of most chemotherapy drugs. So within that 48-hour period, the chemo drugs are present in the patient's bodily fluids. So those bodily fluids can even include like their sweat, their tears. And so you may come in contact with that fluid. And so if you're if you massage them too close to their treatment, then yeah, there is a risk of you being dosed.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you want to be careful to probably just not treat them at all. If there's some strange reason that you are in contact with them soon after, say they are like, no, I won't get fatigued, or we're just going to do a 10-minute treatment, or maybe this is even a family member of yours and you're like, they'll probably be okay with me treating them, whatever. What you actually want to do is use gloves while you're working on them.
Okay.
So yeah, you should use gloves. Interesting. Wash your hands well with soap and water afterwards so that you're not accidentally going to come in contact with that.
Right.
So those are just a few things. It's not everything about chemo, but a few things to be aware of. And then with radiation, a lot of the same contraindications apply, but the main things to know are you don't want to massage over the radiation site during cancer treatment. So that tissue gets really worn down. It's really sensitive, kind of like a really bad sunburn sometimes. So you also should not apply any oils or lotions to the radiation site. So say you're like, okay, I won't massage it, but maybe just like some, because it can get really dry and stuff. Like, oh, maybe I should apply some lotion to it. That would be nice. I'll just really gently put it on. You should not do that. Certain oils and lotions can actually create a barrier on the skin. And so when they go for their next radiation treatment, it can actually affect how well that radiation is getting into the tissue. And so they don't want you, like, you have to only use certain oils and lotions that are approved by their doctor.
Interesting.
And it could also just affect that the way the tissue is healing. So you can't apply anything to it. And in some cases, up to several weeks after they're done radiation. So you really want to be careful with that actual radiation site. And then after radiation protocol is complete, you want to receive a physician's approval before massaging or using any products over the site. I think I already said that. And then, extremes of temperature should really be avoided over that area as well. So maybe you're saying, okay, I'm not going to massage it, but I'll just put a heat pack over it. That'll feel nice. They'll feel relaxed. Don't use any heat or any cold over the area. Just leave it. You should not be touching it at all. Light pressure massage is safe to be used in other areas of the body. Again, you don't want to use deep pressure because there's that risk of bruising. So yeah, again, that's not an all-inclusive list. Those are just some highlights, some things to be aware of. I think a lot of people get really nervous working with cancer patients. You know, even just hearing this, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't remember all that. That's too much. This is scary. Yeah. I don't want to treat this person. So I'm just going to refer them out.
Right.
Taking this course, and there's other way more intense courses you can take, these sort of things, or even just reading on it yourself. There's so much information on like the Canadian Cancer Society's website, a lot of reading you can do on cancer, and just understanding more what they're going through is really helpful. And a thing to keep in mind is massage can be so helpful for someone in going through this. I know my mom, when she was going through cancer, she received massage treatments, and she said it was really helpful for her just to feel like whole again, and to feel, you know, to take kind of a break from all like the really medical type treatments, to be in a space that feels more relaxed and calm and more like home versus, oh, I'm going for a treatment and you just feel like all these bright lights are on you and you're kind of almost this like test subject or something. Right. But to be in like a really comfortable space where, you know, it's dim lighting and soft
music.
You can
relax.
You can relax.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we fully understand how meaningful that is for someone who's undergoing this really traumatic experience.
Yeah.
So there's so much good that we can do for those people. And so to write it off completely, I think, is really doing a disservice to someone who could benefit so much from a massage treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so my biggest encouragement to RMTs is to not be scared and to arm yourself with knowledge so that you feel more confident in treating someone who walks in your door. And so, yeah, I've seen people have really positive results with getting massage when undergoing this scary thing. So, yeah, that's kind
I
of
like
all
that.
I have.
That's all you have? Yeah. I feel like we should add a little bit of a disclaimer. And we kind of alluded to it a little bit because you've acknowledged that you haven't covered everything in your course, right? You have a lot of, there are a lot of other contraindications, things that you should be aware of.
Yeah.
And again, we don't want to overwhelm people, right? We've only talked about a couple of those things. Take the course. It's only $30. It's a fantastic course. It's an hour, hour and a half long. It really covers the main things that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a lot of people who've written some great reviews, talked about how, like, you know, after taking the course, they feel so much more confident in treating people who have cancer. And so it is a valuable resource. Because you're right, it can be, yes, there is a lot of information out there, but it can be overwhelming. Right? You Google cancer massage and there's just a ton of stuff to read. And how do you sort through all of that information? How do you know what's credible, what's not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've put a lot of work into creating this course. It's a fantastic resource. And so take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the code podcast at checkout, you'll get 10% off.
Yeah. So. And the course is approved by a lot of massage associations for continuing education credits, which is always helpful as well.
Okay. Anything else? Any embarrassing stories or anything else you want to say?
No stories for me today. I'll have to come up with some for next time.
Okay, well, think of, I know it's been a couple weeks since we've done a podcast, which I feel bad about that. We've had a lot of stuff on the go.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions for topics that we cover, we're always open to those as well. So feel free to send us an email or a message.
Yeah. Okay, love you guys.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've included the links to these in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out our website, onlinewellness.ca, if you need any continuing education credits. All of our courses have been approved by massage associations across Canada. Anyways, we'll catch you next time.